And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. We'll start with some genuinely good news. For two decades, the Supreme Court has been striking down those old rules, leftover bans on so-called sectarian aid that shut religious schools and ministries out of public programs open to everyone else. Now, three states are fixing their own books without waiting to get sued. Oklahoma has repealed several of those funding bans. Florida's Attorney General says his office simply won't enforce them anymore, and Iowa's governor just signed a law pulling anti-religious restrictions out of the state's education code. The strange part is that obeying the Constitution still counts as news. On the federal side, South Carolina Congressman Ralph Norman wants to make sure diversity quotas never creep back into how we fund science. His Merit Restoration Act would bar the National Science Foundation and the National Institutes of Health from awarding research grants based on race or identity targets instead of the quality of work. Taxpayer money following merit, he says, not activist handouts. And the universities could use a reminder. The University of Pennsylvania just unveiled its courses honoring America's 250th birthday. And historians who looked them over found almost nothing about the founding of this country. No course on the Constitution, none on the Declaration, just slavery, race, and immigration grievance. The whole story filtered through a modern social justice lens. Over at the Supreme Court, Republicans from Alabama picked up a major win. In a 6-3 emergency order, the justices cleared the state to use the congressional map its legislature drew back in 2023, one that put Democrat Shomari Figure's seat in real jeopardy this fall. The majority faulted the lower court for stepping in so close to the election, while one justice accused her colleagues of inviting chaos. It is, of course, Pride Month, unfortunately. And the festivities are off to a memorable start this year. In Germany, a drag performer the press still adores, who goes by Jurassica Parka, but the real name is Mario something. Well, this person has been arrested again, this time for child pornography charges that prosecutors say have nothing to do with a 2023 conviction for the very same crime. That conviction earned him a fine and a pat on the head, so the German establishment kept him right where he was, campaigning for the Social Democrats, even enjoying a taxpayer-funded government trip to a Tokyo Pride event where he painted children's faces. This time, he may finally see the inside of a prison. And back here in America, Sesame Street open June by wishing your preschoolers a happy Pride Month. The same Sesame Street your taxes still help to fund after a judge blocked the president's order to defund PBS in March. Elmo apparently has a lobbyist. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.